Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Here we are. We're right here. It's time to play Beat the Bank. We're going to call out three names right now. First one in gets to play for up to $1,000. Depending on how long you stay inside the bank vault. Kelly, will you do the honors?
I would love to.
Calling up the names while my microphone's breaking here.
Chelsea Williams, Catlin Kaufman, and Alan McDonald.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Alan McDonald, Caitlin or Catlin Kaufman, and Chelsea Williams. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 1-800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And the first one in gets to play for $1,000 and get the bank.
Sweet.
And don't you worry if you still want to play. If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we open it up for everybody. But if you want to be involved in this, just go to KidNation.com and sign up. That's what they did. That's how we got their names. You only have to do it once.
So they say the hurricane may make a loop around. Like,
what do you mean?
Like it's going up the East Coast
it's
right now.
It's slingshots, right?
It's like Florida and going to Georgia and hitting South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to go back out to the water. But it may actually come back and hit Florida again.
Oh, really?
Well, that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Because it's picking up, it's carpooling. It's picking up Nicole. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's getting with another one?
Yeah.
Double?
Yeah, there's a little Nicole out there. And so they said it was going to maybe pick up Nicole.
Don't pick up Nicole.
No, Matthew, come on.
Leave Nicole. I need Nicole. And yeah, if they tell you to evacuate, go ahead and listen. Because it can get pretty bad.
I was asking Kelly why so many people don't, but I didn't grow up in that area, and it's just because in the past they always say it's going to be dramatic.
Right, and then sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it barely rains, and then sometimes, you know, I was there for Hugo many years ago, and that was bad.
Yeah.
So you just never know.
Yeah.
We're thinking about you if you're able to listen to us.
Yes.
We're praying for you, especially if you're evacuating and you're driving.
I'm going to call and check on my family today, see how they're doing in South Carolina.
Good.
But we do have some new music out today. We've been waiting so long for Bruno Mars to come out with new music.
Yes.
And he wrote in an Instagram post this week, excited to announce 24K Magic out this Friday, which is today.
Yeah.
You call it my first single, but I call it the invitation to the party, hashtag 24K Magic. Pop, it's showtime. Guess who's back again? So he's got that retro vibe still going on.
I like it.
Album's going to be released on November 18th. The music video came out last night as well. It's all about Vegas, including him riding a jet ski in the Bellagio fountains.
I like it.
And they're set to his music in real life.
I like it. Another hit.
Another hit. You like it, Al?
Another hit, man.
It sounds like Rapper's Delight a little bit.
A little bit.
You could do a little mix with Rapper's Delight. And also out today with a new song is John Legend, Love Me Now.
I don't know what's in the stars. Never heard it from above. The world isn't ours, but I know what's in my heart. If you ain't mine, I'll be torn apart. I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone. So I'm gonna love you now. Like it's all I have.
He premiered the song last night by performing it on Facebook Live, did a Q&A with the fans. He said his album Darkness and Light is going to come out before the end of the year, and it's going to feature collabs with Chance the Rapper, Miguel, and more. So I'm going to love you now. But you can get this song now.
I like that too.
Along with 24K Magic from Bruno Mars, we'll have what albums actually came out today in about 20 minutes, but we got to get back to the gossip real quick.
All right.
E has stopped production on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Just on hold. They released a statement saying Kim's well-being is our core focus right now. No decision has been made as to when production will resume. Apparently, some other family members were still filming earlier this week, but they also decided to step away from it until Kim's ready. So, it's Kim's show. Yeah, and then Kanye has supposedly put his foot down and told Kim she must quit the show. She needs to regain her privacy after all of this, and she needs to choose her family over fame once and for all. I don't know.
I don't see her doing that, but
hey, you never know. They made enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You never know. This is a life-changing incident.
That's true.
Brad Pitt's former fiance, Gwyneth Paltrow, reached out to him, according to sources, to give him her advice on the proper way to split. Because, you know, she is the expert on conscious uncoupling.
Mm-hmm.
Brad and Gwyneth were together for 3 years, if you forget.
I did.
They met on the set of their movie Seven back in 1995. They got engaged, but never made it to the altar. They broke up, and Gwyneth recently revealed it was because she was too young and just not ready. She was only 25 at the time, and she believed Brad was too good for her.
I remember hearing an interview where she said that her dad just adored Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Adored him.
Now, he didn't meet Jennifer Aniston on a movie set, did he? No, she wasn't in movies back then.
They were their agents set them up.
They were set up, yeah, by their publicists or agents or something like that, yeah. Well, now she has reached out, Gwyneth has reached out to Brad to offer advice because of what's happening with Angelina. A source told Radar he has no desire to take her up on her offer. The source said she's egotistical enough to think he'll want her advice about consciously uncoupling from Angelina, but that's the last thing Brad's thinking about right now. But Gwyneth is convinced she can help and is even offered to act as an unofficial mediator for him and Angie. So Angelina, though, is taking up someone else on their offer to help, her brother James.
Oh, James.
He's acting as a manny and helping her take care of the kids. They say he took a more active daily role back in June, and the kids call him Uncle James. Well, that's because he's their uncle.
He's your uncle.
That's a shocking piece of news right there.
Kelly, I heard they call Angelina mommy.
Yeah. They did, you know, we people forget they back in 2000, that's when she had that kiss with her brother when she won the Oscar. I'm so in love with my brother right now. But Brad's apparently still thinks highly of James and said he's always been incredible to the kids and he's welcome in his home. So there you go.
Okay.
So, Uncle James.
The drama around Beyonce's Lemonade kind of died down. She's been on this epic formation tour, which actually wraps up Friday. And TMZ is claiming that they saw an email circulating recently that said, "Hear Jay-Z's response to Lemonade during his highly anticipated 2017 world tour." They said the email mentioned specific dates and cities that Jay-Z will play, promises to deliver the best seats in the house. So, and that, you know, he was looking for a high-end ticket broker to put on this show. Well, anyway, it's been rumored for months he was going to respond musically because everyone for a while is like, gosh, this is just revealing her soul in this album about Becky with the good hair and cheating allegations and on and on and on, even though they seem to be just fine. But Jay-Z's rep has spoke out denying the claims. They emailed TMZ when they were asked about this rumored new album and tour for Jay, and they said, "This is ridiculous." That's all they had to say.
There you go. It's ridiculous.
Sean Penn reportedly is dating a much younger woman.
Oh, they're dating. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
They're on vacation in Hawaii making out.
She may be 24. That still classifies her as a woman.
Shut up.
Name is Layla George.
How old is he?
He is 56.
Okay.
So okay. Layla's daddy is Vincent D'Onofrio from Law & Order Criminal Intent, and he's 57.
Oh.
So.
That's too old.
That's creepy.
Well, at least the dad's still older than you, so that's good.
Barely.
They've been in the ocean in Hawaii, frolicking and kissing and rubbing on each other. And
oh, boy.
No word yet on how Vincent feels about this.
Sean and Robin Wright's daughter is a year older than this girl.
Right.
I mean, I get it. You're trying to hang on to your youth.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, we are. We are, Kelly.
I get what's in it for her. So I guess I get it.
Is he an old soul? Is he an old acting
girls
guy?
Girls love him. He seems mean.
Sean Penn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, girls love him, though. He must have something. He's always so broody.
I don't get the Sean Penn thing. But he always gets them. He always gets
the hotties.
I can do older, but when it's your dad's age.
Yeah.
That's when it's kind of like, yeah. Whatever. Hey.
They're happy.
They're happy. Fine.
Yep.
So, Jeep Cherokee says they are not responsible for Anton Yelchin's death. Yelchin, is that right, Kelly?
Yelkin?
I've heard Yelkin.
Just the kid that the car
Yelkin.
Into him
yes, the car. Yes, that his Jeep, you know, I guess everyone thought maybe he didn't put the parking brake on, but threw it in park and went down. He had a really steep driveway to his gate and mailbox, and he got pinned.
Ugh.
And they found him pinned, and his car's still running. So the dealership that sold him his Jeep, they're named as a defendant in the wrongful death lawsuit his parents filed, but they want out because it gets ugly with these car deaths. They're saying it was his own fault. They filed a response to the lawsuit saying his death was the result of, quote, misuse, misapplication, or damage of the Jeep. So they're saying that he made aftermarket changes, maybe souped up the car in some way that would have contributed to the malfunction. They say that they didn't preserve the Jeep as it was right after the accident. So whatever they did to the car, I don't know. They're just trying to get out of it.
Sure.
And his poor family has to deal with that and keep
only
going.
Only child.
Reliving it over and over and over again with these court cases.
Beat the bank. Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, LSU, Florida. Sorry, that one's postponed. Beat the bank.
Yeah, they had to postpone it.
Postpone it, man. And Matthew.
Supposed to pick up, what's her name?
Nicole.
Hopefully not. Don't want to come back around. All right, let's go to the phones. Caitlin Kaufman, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, hi. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Good.
Congratulations. You were the first one to call in, which means you get to play.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks.
Now, what are you up to right now?
I was actually just getting ready to leave for work, and somebody texted me, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
I see that.
Oh.
You need to be listening, even at the house. What do you do for a living, Caitlin?
I'm a graphic artist.
Really?
Graphic. Al, you could use that
for a couple of those lately.
Yeah, we can always use a graphic artist.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one of those.
Hotcakes right now. Al, will you tell Caitlin how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Caitlin, we are going to put you in our Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, where our banker will give you dollar amounts, all right? I want you to listen very carefully to the banker, because when you feel comfortable and you think he's not going to go much higher, you just yell stop. Because if you don't and the bank vault door closes, you don't get anything. You have to go to work and draw you a big old graphic of a zero. And we don't want that. You understand that? Even if it hits $1,000, you still need to say stop, okay?
Yes.
Got it. Yes. All right.
All right, Caitlin, let's see if you can win some money this Friday. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$50.
Whoa.
$80. $170. $200. $230.
Okay, never heard that before.
$340. $620.
Stop.
All right.
Was that 620?
620.
620 for you, Caitlin.
Good weird job. Game. I don't blame you for getting out.
200.
$30.
Yes.
Never heard it like that before.
What are you going to do with $620 there, Caitlin?
I don't know. I think I'm going on vacation to Arizona in February, so I might use it for that.
Oh, perfect. This puts us over $22,000 given away with Beat the Bank so far. Not too shabby.
Way to go.
Caitlin, just for fun, you already got that $620 that's in your pocket. We want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
$770.
A big jump.
Woo!
Not bad.
Very good.
There you go, Caitlin.
Not bad at all.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you, Caitlin. Thank you for signing up at KidNation.com. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good day at work drawing stuff.
I will.
All right, have a good day. Hold on for us. We got to get you set up. We'll play again in less than an hour. We'll call out three more names. You just got to be the first one to call in. And even if you're friends with the person we call, let them know. Text them like they did with Caitlin.
See, she's got friends. You got to break that person off a little something.
Yeah, they might kick you back a little. $50 or something
10%,
like that. Oh. Yeah. So we got some new albums coming out today. We're going to bring in Caroline Craddock to talk about those new albums.
Good.
And we have some free music for you, Kid Nation.
Ooh.
How would you like that? We'll tell you what it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Caroline Craddock, please step into the spotlight for New Music Friday, please.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello. I did not know you worked here, by the way. That was pretty nuts.
I know, it's so weird. It literally baffles me every time. It's so funny.
You guys,
just her light is a little too bright for my taste.
Sorry about that. We got the extra bright bulbs
I'm
for
in
Caroline.
The spotlight.
So what do you have for us this week, Caroline?
Okay, so One Republic's new album is out. It's different for them. I'm really liking it. Kids, we've heard on the radio.
Younger days.
I like it. Still going high there?
Yeah.
Well done.
So this album's cool because Ryan Tedder has worked on a lot of other people's albums, but they haven't had anyone come and help them with theirs.
Yeah.
So Peter Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
In Your Eyes.
Yeah, where's he been?
The Wax, The Heat. I thought it was The Light, The Heat. Is it The Wax?
I think
no,
it's The Light.
The Wax, but my dad and I always say Wax.
Why?
I don't know.
Weird.
I think we made, an earwax, an earwax song.
Yeah.
Oh. In your ears.
The Wax, The Heat.
Okay.
I am complete. Anyway, they have this song called AI, and it's like, I listened to it, and I could not believe that this was One Republic or Peter Gabriel, for that matter.
In your AI. No?
I just want your love.
Whoa.
Right?
Artificial intelligence. I just want my love automatic. If artificial love makes sense.
I just want your love.
I'd like a scene in my head for this song. I don't go to raves,
uh-huh.
but if I did, I'd be at a rave. And I'd see a guy, and we'd make undivided eye contact, and we walk in towards each other.
Undivided.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just learned that word.
Yeah. He's got your attention right there.
Remember when we were at that coffee shop in Nashville, Kelly, and you made an undivided eye contact with that guy? And he
what?
Made your lips tingle?
This is before Alan.
How
way before Alan.
Dare you?
Hello, I'm Alan.
A couple years ago, right?
Yeah, Aunt Kelly was helping me move into my new apartment in Nashville.
I'm sitting there, and a guy walks by, and I look up, and he looks at me, and I literally felt an electric current go through my lips. I'm not kidding you.
You could see, like, they literally made undivided eye contact, like, as he
it
walked
was
out
like,
the door.
It was like, boom! And then I froze.
Wow. Nothing happened.
My lips, touched her lips.
My lip. I was like, oh, I felt like this electric current go through my lips. And he walked outside, and I looked at Caroline, and I was like, I told her what happened. She's like, well, you have to go follow him. Yeah. I'm like, I can't. No, you need to. I can't. And by the time I made the decision to get up and go out,
he was gone. Man, that electric current.
And I love you, Alan. I love you very much.
That was old Kelly.
But that was very strange, like an electric current
went
through
my
lips.
That.
I've never either.
Huh.
I should have gone after him.
Yeah.
It was literally like a scene from Nashville, the TV show.
And nothing,
so cool.
But nothing came of it.
Wow.
So.
But
if I'd have followed him, I might not be with Alan today.
That's
so
true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Because you would have been in that, and then you guys would have missed each other.
I could be living in Nashville.
No.
With my country music
I tried to hook you up with that other guy that you didn't think.
That? Well, he wasn't interested in me.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry.
It worked out for the better.
It worked out.
Yeah, you got
him.
Back to New Music Friday. One Republic, Oh My My.
Yes.
That's the name of the album.
Oh My My.
But we do have 100 downloads of the new album to give away today. So keep your eye on the Kid Nation Facebook page all throughout the day. We're going to be posting codes.
Yeah.
And then you just grab that code and go get it.
For free.
For free.
And they're going to be on Ellen today.
They're going to be on Ellen today.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Ellen.
Lucky.
Mm. Also coming out today.
Daya.
Sit still, look pretty.
Oh, I don't know what you've been told, but
I love this song.
Right, he's gonna hold the world. Yeah, that is what I'm gonna be. Because I wanna be. No, I don't wanna sit still, look pretty.
I play this song for my daughter.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good message.
Yeah.
She got something else new out?
She was on the our album's out, but she was
our
on the
album's
song
out.
Yeah.
Okay. With the Chainsmokers too.
Yeah, it's called
Young Girl.
Don't Let Me Down. With the Chainsmokers. Don't let me down. How come she doesn't let the Chainsmoker guy sing in this song?
I don't know.
With a Sam Hunt sounding voice.
He does kind of sound like Sam Hunt, you're right.
The talking?
That's a thing again now.
Yeah. Is she touring right now? Yeah.
Yeah, she's touring. And I read this thing the other day that she requests mashed potatoes.
Huh?
Before every show.
I thought that was bad for your voice.
No, she has to eat mashed potatoes.
Really?
But that you're a singer, Caroline.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be eating mashed potatoes.
That's bad for your voice.
Why is it?
It's
starch
or
something?
It's phlegm. No, it's because of the dairy.
Yeah.
Starch.
You shouldn't eat dairy, really.
Yeah. Because you need milk
maybe
to make
them. Maybe she makes them without milk.
Yeah, maybe she does like a Bisquick
maybe
thing.
She literally just mashes potatoes.
I'm not trying to do that.
But then you're not putting butter or cheese.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she just mashes the potatoes.
Some people eat potatoes like apples. Like, they'll just take a raw potato.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to do that.
Oh, wow.
I did that with a sweet potato.
You put salt on it and then
eat
it.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Sweet potato with a little cinnamon on it and bite that.
You're like Chad from The Bachelor.
Oh, crap. I forgot he does that.
Yeah.
Damn. I take that back.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah.
Green Day. It's called Revolution Radio.
Cause I'm still breathing. Cause I'm still breathing.
This will make you feel old if you're a Green Day fan, yeah. But it's okay. The band's been playing for 30 years.
That's crazy.
Green Day?
Yeah. Green Day's been together for 30 years.
Wow.
Still Breathing is the name of this song right here.
I was talking to intern Lauren back there, who's obsessed with music, and she loves Green Day. She was telling me that American Idiot, their last album that was, like, really huge, was in a really bad time for America.
Yeah.
And he, like, had a lot of political opinions and stuff. And
undertones and stuff.
Yeah, and that this album's going to probably be the same since we are kind of in a moment of distress in our country right now as well.
Revolution. I mean, Revolution Radio, but
yeah,
throwing that in there.
Yeah.
You know what I just learned there?
What?
We have an intern named Lauren.
Oh, my
God. My God, Al. She's been here for months.
You guys give hot intern way too much credit because intern Lauren is awesome.
Oh, so you're saying she's not hot intern?
She's female hot.
She's female hot.
Yeah.
She's female hot intern.
She's cool. Like, she's just a cool chick.
We have a girl hot intern, and we have
and a
dude
hot intern.
Who many of the girls in the office say he's hot. Al, what do you think of Jordan?
Hey, he's fine.
Which one's Jordan now?
Huh?
Huh?
The one everybody talks about.
Yeah. The dude, right?
Yeah, the dude.
Yeah. Here's another song from Green Day. This one's called Bang Bang.
I got my photo bomb. I got my Vietnam. All I'm alive just like anybody else. Bang bang. Bang bang. Shoot me up to an insane.
Love it.
Bang bang. A lot of noise.
We need a lot of noise. A
lot of noise.
Wow.
They're not really straying away from that Green Day sound anytime soon.
No, they sound great.
Yeah.
Love it. And as always,
they've evolved as a band.
Yeah.
30 years.
I watched a video of bands like Green Day. You know how they turn on the distortion? Uh-huh. That's the guitar you sound. They turned off the distortion for these heavy rock bands.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. It sounds a little bit like surfer music, but not that good. I might post it later.
That's
funny. And we also do music that makes you cooler while we do New Music Friday.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for us
this week? So it's a band called Nause, N-A-U-S-E. They are a Swedish band, and their song is called Dynamite.
You got deep, hey, but you don't see, and you don't care, and you don't play. You blow my mind like dynamite. You go boom, boom, boom. You got deep, hey, and now I know sweet, sweet words.
And that band's called Nause?
Nause.
Nause.
N-A-U-S-E.
Nause.
N-A-U-S-E.
Swedish Nause.
Nicki Nause.
Swedish Nause.
Nicki Nause.
Dynamite featuring Pretty Sister. That's the song.
So listen to that one in the car or on your way to the club.
To the club?
If that's what you do.
To the club?
Thanks, Dr. Evil. And that does it for New Music Friday and music that makes you cooler. Go get Nause. All right, Kid Nation, you know how we like to do it on Fridays. We like to feel good going into the weekend, so it's time for Feel Good Friday.
All right.
Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us those things that are making you feel good. It doesn't matter how big or how small. As long as it's making you feel good, it's going to make us feel good, and then we're all going to feel good.
I feel good.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good. And that should make you feel good.
That's what we want to do. We want to feel good on this Friday, Kid Nation. That's why we have you call us up or text us. Our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT is the number to call.
Jenna's doing a shoulder shimmy over there, which means she's feeling good.
Yeah.
What you feeling
you guys,
good about?
Because Jenna is being spontaneous lately.
Ooh.
And I just got offered a backstage pass to ACL. So I'm going.
Austin City Limits.
Yeah, I'm going. I love Radiohead, the band Radiohead, and they're playing tonight, and I've never seen them. So I'm living on the edge. I'm going.
By yourself?
I'm going. Well, I have friends there that gave me the ticket. But yes, I'm going to just go. Well, I guess I only got one. I'm sorry. I can't take a friend. I only got one, so I can't say no.
Where are you staying?
The W.
Nice.
That's all there was.
Yeah.
It sold out.
So you did find a hotel because it's sketchy to find a
tour
hotel.
Bus?
No,
I'm not. No.
You got to have a backup plan.
Yeah. I got a spot.
Good. I'm glad because, like, literally 8 minutes ago, Jenna was like, I don't know how where I'm staying.
I was asking you guys, I was like, should I do it? And you're all so quiet. Should I do it? Should I do it? I was expecting you to be like, Jenna, live a little.
We don't really interact during commercial breaks, Jenna.
I was grabbing all the feel goods from Kid Nation on the text.
Oh, you know, when you ask your friends, should I do something? I'm doing it. Yeah. I'll take a lot of pictures. I'm so excited.
That's cool. Ah. That's cool.
You guys, my little squirrel, Shug.
Yeah.
My southern flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Kelly. He's a southern.
Thanks.
I put him down across the room and
you
I
put
sat
him down.
I put, no, I like, I set him down.
Oh.
And I went across the room and I had all the kids and my wife sit along the wall. Mm. And he avoided them and ran straight to me and jumped on my chest and curled up on my.
Aw, you know.
He thinks
daddy.
I'm mommy. Well, or daddy.
Aw, you've bonded.
We bonded.
Oh, sure.
Shug Knight with an N. Shug Knight with an N. From the text.
Yes.
My niece.
Shug Knight Shyamalan. You should name him Shug Knight Shyamalan.
Name him Shug Knight Shyamalan.
So
we keep adding to that.
Yeah. My kids are still calling him Marshmallow and Nelly. My niece is being born today. Hashtag Feel Good Friday. That's from Sean.
Yay.
Aw.
Yay.
So many babies being born right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want one.
You do?
Kenzie wants one.
I know my wife wants one. I know.
I don't. Hello, I still don't have it, you guys.
You still not feeling it?
No. Huh. Look, I'm going to a concert.
Right.
That's what I do.
I heard about it. Well, that's a baby story. I'll tell you about that later. Never mind.
You have a baby?
You have a baby?
No.
You heard you have a baby?
Another one?
No, I don't have a baby. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
After 14 years of graduating high school, I went to college as a single mom, and I got all A's for the first semester. Hashtag Feel Good Friday. That's Alyssa Baldwin right there.
Good.
Baton Rouge. Way to go. Your mama getting all straight A's.
Yep, yep.
See, you could do it. If a single mom could do it, you could do it.
Right.
She's got so much on her plate. Hey, Chelsea.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. What's going on in your world?
Well, my daughter was born premature, 13 weeks early, at 1 pound, 13 ounces.
Wow.
And we went to the doctor, and she is now 8 pounds, 11 ounces.
Wonderful.
All right.
Yay.
God is good.
Awesome.
1 pound.
Yes.
How long did you have to wait before you were able to hold her?
I actually didn't even come conscious till about 3 days later.
Wow.
And so it was a week and a half before I was able to hold her. And then she was in the NICU for 11 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh.
Look at that. Now she's weighing 8 pounds, doing all right.
Good for you, man.
She's rocking it.
What's her name?
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Berkeley, and you got a beautiful name.
Awesome.
Chelsea, you guys have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too.
That's a dang good feel good Friday right there. What's up, Ashley?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We're doing a little feel good Friday. What's yours?
Well, I live in Augusta, Georgia, and I just wanted to say it's awesome that our town is coming together to help those that are affected by the hurricane.
Isn't it?
Way to go, Augustans.
You're looking to the bright side. And also, big shout out to those people that are the first respondents that are getting power put back up and all that.
Yeah, our hotels are completely booked, and we had people coming from Savannah yesterday to stay at the county and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome.
Well, you keep doing the good work out there, okay, Ashley?
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Way to go, Augusta.
Good job. There's going to be people coming in from everywhere.
Yep.
I'm glad everybody's coming together. Let's go, Lisa. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
To you.
I actually have three things. I was two, now it's three. I'm sliding into a three-day weekend at work.
Woo-hoo.
And fall break starts at college next week, so no classes next week. And the third thing is I got third. I'm talking to y'all.
Yay.
That's a feel-good Friday right there.
Yeah,
hey, Lisa.
It's an awesome Friday, and I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your three-day weekend. A lot of people off on Monday, Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Not us.
No, we'll us.
We'll be here.
We'll be here.
In case
we don't celebrate no Columbus Day.
Nah, man. I heard he's a bad dude. That's what I heard.
Columbus ever done for me.
Except finding America, allegedly.
Believe it.
Depends on who you believe.
Yeah. Ooh, look what I found.
He kind of stole it.
Right?
Already been found.
Yeah, it had already been found, and he thought he was going to India.
Right.
So he started calling Native Americans Indians.
We celebrating a stupid man.
This guy. Christopher, straight up stupid, yo.
Dumb.
You are so dumb.
You are so dumb, Columbus. You dumb.
That's like us saying, hey, we're going to go to L.A. and we end up in New York. That's not where we're going.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
But anyways, enjoy the 3-day week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, it's time for us to get to a break because coming up next, we're going to do round two of Beat the Bank. Caitlin won $620 an hour ago.
All right.
How much are you going to win? We're going to announce three names. First one to call back, you get to play.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Hence why I got rid of my leather pants. All right, Kid Nation, it's time for round two of Beat the Bank.
All right, all right, all right.
How much money are you going to win? Only one way to find out. We're going to call out three names. First one to call us back within 10 minutes gets to play. Kelly, will you do the honors for us?
Yes, I will. Eva Monzon, Jesse Puente, and Crystal Hobbs. Crystal Hobbs, Jesse Puente, and Eva Monzon. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. First one gets to calls back, gets to play for up to $1,000 and Beat the Bank.
Well said.
Boom. Sorry. Blah, 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 blah. I can't.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
So yesterday, we told part-time Justin that after announcing that he was willing to clean Jenna's house or clean out her closet.
Organize.
Other people wanted him to come out to their house and do it.
They wanted me over.
Oh, yeah. They're hitting them up big time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So you
start a whole business.
I'm telling you,
that's the best way to make money, too, is organize people's closets.
Right.
And it's fun.
So yesterday, you decided to finally go out and do it for Jenna.
Yes. We had time, so we were going to meet up, and yeah, we were going to spend the whole day cleaning her closet.
What?
The whole day.
The whole day.
Well, yeah. I told him, you guys were talking that it was like $50 an hour. So I was like, I bet we can knock this out in
2 hours.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big is your closet, Jenna? I mean, is it like a walk-in?
Well,
I remember, huge?
I rented this small old house. And so it's actually quite small, but it was only two bedrooms and I don't want guests. So I turned the second bedroom into
a
closet.
Okay.
So I put I put an IKEA bookshelf I put together years ago in there to put shoes on it instead of books and put got a rack installed. So, and I have a desk where I do makeup and a makeup mirror. So I just made it. Just a big closet
room. So her closet is the size of a room.
Well, that's smart because, again, she doesn't want people staying over.
That's true.
Very smart. Yeah. Well played by Jenna
Owens. She does have a couch, though. That's the flaw.
I have a couch. Justin slept on the couch when he spent the night.
That's true. Flaw.
Okay.
This is the flaw. Still something stop to sleep on.
I got to have a couch to sit on. Yeah.
So your first impressions of walking into Jenna's closet?
It was...
Oh, well, okay, here's the thing. You walk into her closet...
Room.
The room closet.
The closet room.
The closet room. Yeah. You know, and usually, so I don't want to go back in the closet, but going into Jenna's closet, it really wasn't that bad.
Spacey and
roomy.
Yeah,
it was so spacey. And you see it for the first time, and she's got clothes on the floor like anyone naturally would if it's dirty or something like that.
Yeah.
But these clothes on the floor were not dirty. They were all clean. She told me that.
Yeah, because I don't like dirty clothes. I do my laundry. I just hate hanging clothes.
So
you're trying stuff on, I just have different piles of clothes.
Plus, when I have it on the ground, I feel like I know where they are a lot better than when they're hung up.
That's what I thought, too. So clothes are just out, and it doesn't look that messy or disorganized until you go hands and knees deep in to fold and hang up and try to find sections where jeans are supposed to go, where bags are supposed to go, where shoe bags are supposed to go.
He kept giving me assignments, and then I'd leave the room because I really didn't want to do anything.
You can't make her work when she's paying you.
That I was home and he's doing the work.
Yeah, if you're going to organize someone's closet, you need someone there as well so they can tell you, keep, throw away, put it here, or I need to wash that.
That's fine, but she should be able to sit on her couch and watch the baseball playoffs while you bring out stuff and say, hey,
why would she be watching baseball? Do you watch baseball?
Playoffs, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I knew a guy.
Okay, good example then, JC.
I knew a guy that had his closet organized in such a way, it blows my mind, actually. He had like two or three pair of jeans. He had his khaki-colored pants all together. He had his white shirts all together, his blue shirts all...
No.
You know, do you want to go that much in organization, or do you want to go like dresses,
I told him,
skirts?
I live by this thing. Like, if someone else is cleaning for you, whether it's maids or a friend, and they're doing your dishes or they're doing your clothes, I am not particular. I will never complain about where you put stuff. It doesn't matter because you're doing it. Like, I'm not overly critical.
Right.
You just decide. So you did great. We did great for a while.
I worked well with Jitta because it's so funny because she's like, what can I do, Justin? I said, I need you to go to this rack and I need you to tell me everything you're going to keep and everything you're going to get rid of. And so she would go to the closet. She would tell me a story about each article of clothing. She goes, oh, this reminds me of my ex-boyfriend. Should I get rid of it? I was like, yeah, get rid of it.
I said my 30th birthday. I'll never wear it again.
Yeah, that was another one. This is my 30th birthday. I'll never wear it again, but I should keep it because, you know, memories. I said, get rid of it, Jenna, if you're never going to remember
it. I got rid of like a third of the closet.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. She got rid of a lot of clothes, and she's still planning on getting rid of a lot of clothes as well.
Are you going to sell it, or are you going to give it away?
Yeah, because a lot of girls want it, so I'm going to put it on this Poshmark. I'll get to that at some point, but it was funny because we were really trucking along, and then we ate and watched American Horror Story, and then something happened. And then we started.
Is he on the clock at this point still?
No, I gave up on that.
There was no clock. There was no clock.
But I figured he'd he'd want to get out of there.
Yeah.
And then we started trying things on.
Yes.
Well, you started trying things on.
Because she had clothes that she would ask me if she should get rid of it. I said yes. And she goes, but it's so cute though.
So we decided to do this bit on Snapchat where he tells me, this is ugly. You got to get rid of it. And I go, I bet I can make it cute.
Okay.
Let me try this on. It looks different on the hanger than on my body. I bet I can make it cute so I don't have to get rid of it.
So this is from Snapchat. Again, if you want to follow us on Snapchat, go to kidnation.com. We have our Snapchat names on there. But this is their fashion show at Jenna's house or in her closet.
So Justin has been organizing my closet for me, and he's told me there's some things I have to get rid of. So I'm going to try them on.
You think I have to get rid of it? Look, it's so girly.
It's a pink
look
dress.
At it. It looks too 70s, though. Okay, what about this one?
It's pretty ugly.
Well, let's see. Turn around some. Yeah.
You're supposed to pick things that you don't like. A dance break. Donating all of that.
Did you want the cute filter on?
What don't you like about these? I'll never wear them, but they're so cute.
You remind me of that unpopular Barbie with the brown hair.
Well, Jenna, I think we did it.
Pretty good.
It looks beautiful. Look at this.
Meanwhile, Justin has on my hat, flashy sunglasses, a fur coat, and he's holding Wheezy.
Her closet is every gay boy's dream. Jenna is like a gay boy. Every gay boy wants you to be
But
their
it's
older
all girls'
sister.
Clothes.
I know, but it's just so much fun because she had like a unicorn crown type thing with feathers on it.
Oh, I remember that.
From
thing.
Halloween. Yeah. I have some pieces in there as decoration. Yeah Halloween. Just, so he's putting on the unicorn and sunglasses and dancing, and then I'd walk back in and he changes the music to RuPaul, and it's like a drag show. In there, and I'm like, okay, Justin, it's getting a little intense.
Yes,
it was really
so much fun. She has sunglasses of the galore, all in a basket, shoes, bags, anything.
Wow. Anyway, we did totally finish because we were playing dress up. So,
But we finally got it done. But it's so funny though, because when you get to Jenna's house, she scared me at the very beginning because she put Margot Robbie. Margot's probably, she put it at the front door. So she tells me to come in. I open nothing but a white, pale face in front of me. And I just screamed. It was so bad.
It's perfect.
Then she tried to scare me with the haunted house, too. She thinks her house is haunted, I think. Because I was sitting on her couch and she goes, Justin, do you see that pumpkin next to you? I go, yeah, Jenna, there's a pumpkin next to me. She goes, it was on the table at the beginning. I'm like, okay, Jenna, maybe it fell. She goes, I don't know how it got there, Justin. How do you think that pumpkin got there? I was like, I don't know. Maybe Wheezy dropped it. And she goes, no, there's something freaky going on in my house. And then we would walk into her hallway and she goes, look, Justin, there's an attic. I'm like, yeah, Jenna, I know there's an attic. She goes, this house is so spooky. How is the attic spooky, Jenna?
How much wine did you guys have?
We did not drink. Why is the string hanging down from the attic? I've never opened that
door. It's the string so you can pull it down.
Why? No.
Because of gravity?
No, not that string. Something from upstairs.
Oh, so there's a crack. So you know how the attic, there's a little crack where the box is and stuff.
So you can pull it down.
I think there's a little string on.
Not the pull-down string, another string.
Coming from up the attic.
I've never opened
that. That's like flapping from the ceiling.
Maybe you have a dude that lives in the attic and you don't know.
I hear noises all the time.
Ooh, yeah, that's happened before. Yeah,
they just go up there and live. They don't do anything bad.
They find that, where people live in somebody's house, and they'll wait until the person leaves for the day, and then they'll leave and try to come back.
That is just the scariest premise.
Might be a single father of two who just needs a place to stay.
You know, if there's something creepy going on, we told each other when we were watching American Horror Story, if there's something scary in the house, just leave. Just leave,
that's
Jenna.
That's right. Why don't people just leave?
Why didn't you leave, Jenna?
The pumpkin move. Leave.
Because I'm not that scared. I was just scaring him.
Are you going to do Kelly's closet next?
Yes, that'd be fun. Just to look through all your stuff.
My closet's not going to be nearly as fun.
That's the point.
I bet so. But she had everything in there.
Matron.
The no unicorn heads?
No. The bang. Another day. Another friend. Justin in the closet again.
Hello, Eva.
Hi.
Or is it Ava?
Eva.
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 Eva. Eva. Eva. Hey.
How do you say your last name, Eva?
Oh, you messed me.
Manzan.
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 Okay.
I like that.
Never heard that one.
What are you up to right now? Are you going to work or are you staying at home?
No, actually, we have to leave. I live in South Carolina. And, yeah, we live in Hilton Head, so we're just waiting to see what's going to happen with the Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah.
So you're still at home right now?
No, no. Actually, we left home, and we are in New Orleans, yes.
Okay.
New Orleans, wow, you went a ways in.
You did.
When a hurricane comes, that's where to go. You go to New Orleans.
And you know what? And she listened. They said, hey, maybe you should leave, and she did. That's what you gotta do.
Yes, we did.
Are you staying with friends, or did you guys have to go to a hotel or something?
No, we are actually in a hotel.
You're in a hotel? Oh, so
Saturday, and then, yeah, we'll go to another place after that.
Right. Oh, so you could definitely use a little extra cash here to help you out with that.
Yes.
And we definitely want you to win now, because you have to deal with the storm. All right, Eva, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker, okay? He's going to be giving you dollar amounts to increase. The longer you stay in that vault, the more money you're going to win. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Even if he says 1,000, that's how much money you will win. If the door closes, you win nothing, okay, Eva?
Okay, that's good. How's
Al
feeling?
Okay. Oh, there you go.
I'm feeling good.
She cares.
I'm feeling good, Eva. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good for you. I think good things are going to happen to you this morning.
¿Te sientes bien?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right.
¿Te sientes bien, Al?
But I don't know any... Huh?
¿Te sientes bien?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
See.
All right, Eva.
But
you
I
ready?
Don't know. Use your own judgment.
Feel your gut. Let's play.
Beat the bank!
$200, $260, $320, $380, $440, $500, $530.
Oh, boy. Well,
you guys didn't hear the stop?
We'll go back and listen to it.
Huh?
I kind of thought I'm not just saying this to be nice. I kind of thought I heard you saying it as the door was shutting, that you were very quiet.
I'm in the bathroom in my hotel. So
yeah, you're very quiet. We'll go back and listen to the tape, okay? We can't.
Okay.
Right. Just hang on, and we'll figure that out. Because I promise, I thought I heard her saying it as the door shut.
Yeah, it was
so quiet.
It was very. It was
when
close
people play,
and faint.
This is a good lesson for people. When you play, you got to yell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll go back and listen to it. Okay, honey.
But she's trying. Okay, we're gonna do that. Hold on for us, Eva. We're gonna check for sure.
Yeah, we got it. It's official review.
Just like replay.
Like in football, this is an official review.
You're throwing out the red flag, and we're gonna accept that challenge.
We'll go listen to it.
All right.
Because I want her to win.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're waiting for Arsenio Hall to show up. What were you saying, Kelly?
Nothing. Some of us are kind of full of ourselves this morning.
Yeah, right.
That would be me.
Right.
You feeling yourself?
I'm feeling myself.
Why are you feeling yourself?
I don't know. I guess I'm coming off a couple of days of not feeling myself. So.
Oh, is it that energy stuff?
Maybe. Maybe it's kicking in.
Is it Alan?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah. Alan's, let me see. He's played another word on Words with Friends. I haven't even looked yet.
Have you won yet?
No. We're only in the second game.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Let's see. He played. Okay. I played die was the last word. I got 8 for mine.
That's dark.
He played ha for 12 points. Oh. This is the kind of crap I have to deal with.
Because then it makes it impossible for you to work around short words.
Awful.
It starts filling up the spots.
Oh, so he's playing defense.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's got 241 points, and I have 181.
Oh,
you're in the game?
Kelly.
No, I'm not in the game.
Yeah, you
There's
are.
There's no way.
Do you think he's letting you win right
no,
now?
No, he's not letting me win. He
what
doesn't
do you
care.
To? What do you play to?
Until they're out. Huh. Until the tiles are gone.
Okay. We did get a lot of people that were writing us and telling us that they got in fights with their significant others.
Oh yeah, we asked about that. If there's ever if that was the breaking point, you ended up getting a divorce after a rough game of Monopoly.
Yeah.
Could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, you know.
From the text, funny story for Kelly. My ex actually tried to propose to me while we were playing Scrabble because I love Scrabble. We ended up getting in a huge fight because he tried to spell a word wrong so it would work out. I wouldn't let him spell it wrong, and once I realized what he was doing, I felt awful. Turns out the relationship didn't last.
See?
I think Scrabble was trying to warn me.
The word was matrimony.
Yeah.
Didn't make it.
You're not the only one that battles with that, Kelly. Don't let it get to you. Big Al's telling me that he has a...
It's time for Tidbit News.
Yeah, I do.
He's not ready.
I do have a little Tidbit News.
Yeah.
It's Tidbit News, so I don't have to have a whole story. So this lady just gave birth to a baby that was in the womb.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Of another lady?
Her mother. The lady's mother carried the child.
But she ended up giving birth to it?
Yes.
No, you don't. The mother was the surrogate, is probably what it was.
So the mother carried the baby for the daughter, right?
Yes.
It's called surrogacy, Al. This is late breaking news.
Yes.
Oh, Arsenio Hall.
Perfect timing, Arsenio.
You just sneak in there like nothing.
You saved that. You saved Al.
I've been here before and I feel comfortable.
What's up, bro?
How you doing, bro?
Look, Al leaves his post to go give him a bro hug.
Not yet.
Can't hear. Robert's trying to get it where he can hear. You saved Al from Al just learned that surrogacy is possible, Arsenio.
No!
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We were just killing time until you got here.
So don't cuss.
I hear y'all.
Okay. So.
Wait. Al.
Yeah, I know the surrogacy is possible.
Wait. Last time I was in this room, Al was in love with a doctor.
Yes, he was.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Still is.
Still am.
I think she still loves him.
She moved to Detroit, Arsenio.
She'll be here tonight.
But you're supposed to know about things like surrogacy.
Oh, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, you live with it.
Has surrogacy. Your medical knowledge increased in the 4 years you've dated a doctor?
Obviously not.
I knew about surrogacy, but the odd thing about this story was the baby was carried by the girl's mother, right?
Oh. This has happened before.
Yeah.
Yes,
it has.
Something is different about this story. Why was it on the news then?
Because it's a news story.
Well, carried by the mama. Puts a little spin on it.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
The grandmother's not really the mother.
No.
She's the carrier.
Oh, this is...
Right?
Ooh.
Okay, this is
more complicated than...
We do tidbit news, Arsenio, so we don't get the whole, like, what's going on with the thing. We just give little tidbits.
We give the gist of the news.
Right. Yeah. I was late to work this morning. I heard this while I was trying to get through traffic, and, you know, I was already late. So I may have gotten some of the story wrong.
Arsenio, what in the news lately has piqued your interest?
Matthew.
Yeah. Hurricane Matthew,
Matthew is tearing stuff up.
Yeah.
And isn't this a result of Matthew,
no,
what we have outside?
This is a different cold front coming through.
Is this from the West Coast?
I love Kelly.
She used to do weather, right?
This is a trough of air coming from the north.
That's right.
She got her start doing weather.
Do you have property in Florida? I know a lot of celebrities do, and they're very concerned.
Oh, no, I don't have any property outside of L.A.
You got some ladies out in Florida, though?
Florida. Women in Florida. I hit on a homeless woman in Florida. Women in Florida, fine. Come here, baby. Come here. Get the twigs out your hair. Come on. Let's go to the whole show with you. Everybody fine
right?
in Florida. Dade County. Man. I was behind a cart. Come here, talk to you.
Big congratulations to your Indians winning the game last night.
Yeah, that was crazy because everybody thought that Boston would win that game.
Yeah.
And I was insulted because we were at home. And I'm like, you're not giving us the advantage and I'm at
all
home?
Right.
And if loving my Indians is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Yeah, you love all the Cleveland sports teams, right?
Yes, I'm so happy. We've gone from the mistake on the lake to title town.
Right.
Yes.
Cool Jets. It's football season. Okay.
Cool Jets.
Well, they might get the World Series, and that's a basketball championship and a baseball championship.
But he knows ain't nothing happening with football.
Why don't you go ahead and bring Manziel back? It might work.
Yeah, we've had 23 quarterbacks this month.
Yeah, no, he's not joking either.
Yeah, right.
What else you been up to? I know you got done hosting your TV show with the Ballerini Girl.
Yes, the Ballerini Girl. She is one of the most talented young country artists.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a girl that I swear, and it's not because she's a young friend of mine, but she has this thing that I saw in Taylor when I first saw Taylor Swift.
Really?
Are you all in the country at all?
Yes.
Yeah. Al's, yeah.
Al's the biggest country.
Big time,
Al's
man.
The biggest.
Al, dude. He don't know about surrogacy, but he loves the Oak Ridge Boys.
Dude. Right.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he knows nothing about BET.
Come on.
Yeah.
She sings that one Kiss song, right?
Papa Oomba. Yes, yes. And I love her Peter Pan song.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
really
Love
pretty.
Me Like You Mean It is mm-hmm. cool. She's a good writer. She's a really talented musician. And we did a summer show called Greatest Hits. That's what you were referring
right.
to.
Yes.
Okay.
See,
okay.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Did that. Just finished a thing in Adam Sandler's movie, Sandy Wexler.
For Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Netflix is so cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix is
it's the place
it's
to
where
be.
It's at.
It really is. It's like when we first discovered Spearmint Rhino or something. 20 years ago.
What is Spearmint Rhino, Arsenio?
It's the place to be.
Remember, I did the commercial.
What kind of endangered animal is that?
Topless bull riding.
The peppermint hippo.
I didn't tell in a minute and know what spirit.
It was my first radio commercial.
Really?
That it was for Spirit
a
Rhino.
Gentleman's Club?
Yes.
Really?
Don't you don't even have to be
I
fine to do a radio.
I had to do the voiceover for it.
Arsenio, close your eyes and listen to Jenna okay, speak in her adult.
Talk about the shrimp bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah. $9.99 bottomless shrimp buffet. Shouldn't have said bottomless. And topless bull riding. Tonight at Spearmint Rhino.
I like that.
You like it?
I like
I didn't
that.
Do that part. There was a guy on there, too.
Big Steve's going to be there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
How interesting that they cast you for a radio thing, and you're very attractive, and they didn't really need you. You could have given
Thank
that
you.
Job to
Thank
a,
you.
A Kmart clerk.
Oh, she had the sexy voice, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I
you
have
a
voice.
You have
yeah.
A voice for radio and a face for TV, and you're going to get all the jobs before it's over.
Wow.
Before it's over.
No, I don't know. This is where I just accept the compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No self-deprecation. Thank you, Arsenio.
Do you have a hard time with compliments?
All girls do, don't they?
I only have a hard Ooh. Time with compliments when I don't feel like they're genuine, and then I call someone out on it. You know, like if a guy, if I'm looking rough and terrible in the morning, and he's like, you look gorgeous today. This happened yesterday with our intern.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah.
If I put effort in and you think that I look attractive and you say it, I say, thanks so much. And I know it's genuine. But if a guy just says, you look great, and I know I don't like
well,
it. I'll say, really?
Maybe he really thinks she does.
Yeah, sometimes a guy might think that a girl looks good when she's not
all natural.
Dressed yeah. up.
Don't be proprioceptive. Allow him to have his opinion.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm going to use that one
in
Scrabble.
I got to look this
proprioceptive.
Up.
Proprioceptive.
I got to look this up.
I hope I used it right. It was the word of the day on my screensaver.
Oh, really?
Arsenio, I've been playing Words with Friends with my boyfriend, and I think we're in danger of breaking up. It's so bad.
Is it? First of all, congratulations, because I don't... Did you have that boyfriend last time I was
We've
here?
Been dating 9 months, almost. If we make it, just 3 more days.
It's so sad that I know the love life
yeah.
of the
right.
people on the show.
Yeah.
You know, that's... But that's a true fan.
Well, I appreciate it.
I was coming down the steps with my umbrella, and the guys lead me in, and I said, oh, there's a water thing down here. And he said, how many times have you been here?
Yeah.
That's better work.
We love it when you I come.
Yeah, we do. We do. My mom... is on her way. The weather kind of got her, it's delaying her and yes. her ride.
I saw your mom trying to push 2 giraffes in an ark about a block from here.
Yes, yes,
she's
was.
Close.
But I tell you what, anything to get here to see Arsenio.
I love her.
Especially since you sent her flowers that one time.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I saw a photo of her in an Arsenio Hall t-shirt.
Yeah.
A limited edition Arsenio Hall t-shirt that my mama don't even have.
And
it just warmed. Yes, it was vintage and it warmed my heart.
Okay, good. I don't know what your schedule is like. It's just in case she's running a little later, I hope you
can
hang
here's
out.
Here's what Al's asking. He wants you to stay roughly 1 hour to 2 hours after our interview so that you may hang out with his mom.
Long.
I'm no Blake Shelton.
Easy there, big guy. Easy there. Yeah.
I told you I know the show too well.
Yeah.
Well, now with your country connections, you can hook Al up with Blake?
Yes.
Dude.
Yes, we will work that out.
Dude, we will.
I saw, speaking of hot topics, I saw Blake on that list. There's a list out of what people are making.
Oh, the Forbes list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blake was on the country one. We were actually just talking about a Forbes one that came
the
out.
TV
for the
one.
Highest paid TV host. You did not make the top 20.
You know what? There are people did that made more money than me this year. I was so shocked that Tupac out-earned me this year.
But well, you got that movie coming out.
And, yeah, but Nixon out-earned me too. And,
no,
and a dead ex-president. But who's at the top of that list?
Dr. Phil just crushed everyone. 88 Ooh, million. Ellen 75 was in second. Judge people Judy.
Judge Judy. People forget about syndication.
Yeah.
People like Judge Judy. I mean, Judge Judy is she is
banking balling.
It. Ooh, banking Lord. It. Banking it. They had her house on one of these E shows yes. one time. Yes. And I think her house, they're still touring that house. Yeah. Her house was so big. And she was on a boat in a bikini.
She looked good.
Yes, yes.
Judge
yes.
Judy is fine.
She goes to her gym.
Yeah. I don't even know a dude named Jim. Thank you.
Oh, no.
You're so nice.
Oh, no.
Shame.
Like,
shame. But shame.
I'm such a bad speller. I said, G, J. Oh, there's a joke.
Al, you got to be good with the jokes in front of a comedian.
I did some stand-up.
We wouldn't call
it
that.
I wouldn't tell that to him.
I have so much respect.
Where'd you go? Someplace here?
Oh, no.
It was at the House of Blues.
They asked him to MC. Okay. You know, so we were telling him he needed to prep and pay attention to all the acts because you got to get up there in between and be funny.
Oh, it was.
He had very limited.
Some topical stuff prepared. We'll work in the situation.
Here's what went wrong, Arsenio.
Okay.
We were talking to Ricky Smiley because we do the show Dish Nation with him.
Yes.
And Al was already starting to write his comedy. He was going to have a whole skit set up and bit and all that stuff. Yeah. Bunch of jokes.
Just be prepared. Right.
And then Ricky talks to him and goes, no, Al, just go up there and talk to them.
And that's the mistake.
And that is exactly what Big Al tried to do.
Ricky gave you advice that would be good for Ricky.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. Or for you.
Somebody that's been in the business for years and years.
Been doing it for
years.
A long time, right. Yes.
But
yes.
You probably should prepare.
Right.
And I said the same thing to Donald Trump a couple months ago.
nobody
you probably
listens.
Should prepare.
And nobody listens.
Yeah, right.
Nobody listens.
Well, he would tell you he's doing terrific.
Well, what kind of stuff did you do?
Oh,
like, you know what's important? Getting off to a good start. It's important to let them know that you're funny, and it's important to let yourself know that you're all right.
See,
and that first laugh is so important. What did you do when you walked out?
Oh.
Linda Sultanovich.
Oh. Wait. Well, this is cool.
That was Kira Sultanovich.
Oh, my gosh.
He's speaking another language.
I sound drunk.
Turned red. He's speaking
that was
in tongues.
Black man turned red. I'm like, oh.
He messed up the comedian's name that he was introducing.
Your name. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. We're very close. why is everybody here so short?
Are they sitting? Is that
we
what
have
it is? They're
a
sitting?
Number of people here
Lord
performing
Jesus.
Tonight. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank y'all for coming out. Thank y'all.
It's always good for 30 seconds.
We really appreciate
have the people clap for themselves. I love that. And you know what? Another one I love is there's some fine ladies in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, give yourself a round of applause. All the fine ladies. You know.
He went the opposite
we have those
route.
Go-tos.
Is that your when you are dying on stage? You know when you're not. You know.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell the same joke one night and it kills, and another audience same joke. Dead
Kelly,
flat lines, right?
That is such a good point. Sometimes you die and it's such a monumental death, you never forget it.
Yeah.
I remember being in Birmingham, Alabama, and I had done a joke in New York the night before that killed. And it was about, it was the store Sears.
Yeah.
Maybe Sears and Roebuck back then, but
poor Roebuck.
You know, but Sears, and it was about a white sale and about a Caucasian family. The same concept almost got me beat up in Birmingham. So, Al, I just want you to know we all have our nights.
Thank you.
Yeah, have you ever had that night where you're like, man, I'm never going back up?
I quit. I can't do this anymore.
You might say that in the moment.
Yeah.
But if you're really a stand up, it's something that's cathartic to your soul and you can't live without
it. Those are probably nights that make you better.
Yes.
Failing nights.
As a matter of fact, if you're a comic to your heart, you have to go to another club that night. You got to go find another club. See, and you got to get your laughs before you go to bed.
Yeah.
See, because I've had friends that tell me, and even kid used to say, hey, you guys need to come up with comedy and go up on stage and talk in front of people. The only reason I couldn't do it is because I know that there's going to be a time you're going to flop hard, and I wouldn't be able to take that.
Well, but wait, first of all, you play guitar, right?
Yeah.
So you could do like Bob Saget. Yes, like Bob Saget or those guys who do comedy with their guitar. As a matter of fact, Adam Sandler's really good that way because he can put a song in when he runs out of the material.
Right.
That's also like a safety blanket or a security blanket.
Yeah,
you just do a chord or two.
Like when you're not
blah, blah, blah.
Telling a joke, you just strum.
Yeah.
John LaJoie. Do you know that comedian?
No, I don't know that name.
He's this guy from Canada, but he does a lot of music, and that's how I think he got going strong with his songs, and now he does just stand up straight.
Right, and like Kelly said, at a certain point, you take that life preserver and you put it down, and then you do your routine that Big Al wrote you.
Do you forgive me for not knowing the answer to this question. Do you sing at all when you do your show? I mean, some comedians do. They'll break out in a little bit of song.
Not to sing, but if I need to sell a punchline,
right,
and sing something that Drake,
yeah,
has done, you know, I'll do that to sell a joke, but. But I'm not Robert Townsend. I'm not trying to show that I should have an album deal or something.
Right, you know? Right. That was another mistake I think I made when I did my
Do you
album.
Think, you know, recently in the news, with celebrity news, Kim Kardashian being robbed, and, you know, a lot of people have backed off of telling jokes, but a couple of late-night comedians went there. Do you think that's something you can joke about?
You know what? I think everybody has to choose what the line is for them. I like to find out that someone is all right before I start joking.
Yeah, and she's alive, not all right yet.
Well, she's alive.
She's alive, but she's
mentally, she was very scarred from that, according to her.
But she's,
she's
alive.
Emotional wreck.
And I think, I mean, I'm not a comedian, but I think, you know, everybody's okay.
Hey,
nobody's,
Al, you are, though.
Nobody's hurt. Nobody's injured.
Al, stop. Don't encourage him. You are. He just said, I'm not a comedian. Al, you are.
I am a comedian.
And Al, you're the comedian on this show.
I am the comedian on this show.
Yeah,
all right. She was doing a lot of talking about
the sound of Lee Oscar on it.
See, I would have graduated high school if my high school had daycare.
I like that.
That was his big joke.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the end of it?
I like the premise.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Setup.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
He's like the trail off
guy walking to a bar.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah. What an audience. There's fine ladies here. I give it to ladies. God. How about it? Give yourselves a round of applause. The fine ladies.
I got this baby story out this morning. We're like, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, Al.
Oh, yeah. I'll never.
Sometimes you'll see a sock and. Oh, yeah.
We love you, RC. You should come here like every month.
Yeah, hey, yeah, man, we got to have you down here more.
I love being here, and I love.
I got to get you over to my bar this time. You said it last time. You promised.
Over to your where?
My bar. My restaurant.
Oh, yes. It's like a karaoke thing.
Yeah, karaoke.
You know what's interesting? They were shopping a karaoke show. I thought about you after I left here last night.
Oh, really?
Harvey Weinstein was shopping a karaoke show.
Really?
Because, you know, everybody's singing in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a bus, whatever.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's become the thing. But now I think Corden is going to do a actual show.
Just of karaoke.
In
it took off. I mean, I wouldn't blame him. It's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Well, it's a difference between a celebrity doing it, but if it's regular people, and that's just American Idol.
Right. And this was going to be Karaoke Kings, and it's the reason I thought of your place, because in every city, there are these celebrities, kind of, that do karaoke.
Right.
In the karaoke circuit, they all know about them.
Right.
So this show was going to pit those people from different cities against celebrities.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's a good, you know, like you can go to Addison, Texas, and there's a lady who sounds like Whitney Houston, but she worked at a Woolworths. Is there still a Woolworths, Jenna?
No,
I think it was gone before I was born.
Okay. can we rewrite that joke with Kmart?
Woolworths.
I think she lived in Mexico when those were around.
And we can't sit at the counter at the Woolworths because we're black. Jenna's like, excuse me, what year did I land in?
What is your go-to karaoke song if they were telling you to sing one? If you went to Al's bar tonight, what would you sing?
Oh gosh, I'm really not a singer. I'm just.
Well,
I'm
you still get up there and sing if you want to.
Let me hold you tight.
Oh,
if only for one night.
Oh, from Luther? Is that Big Luther? Is that Big Luther or Little Luther?
That's Little Luther because it was a little tinty. There is. I need a little bass on my voice to keep me from being Little Luther and make
all
me
right.
Luther. Big Luther.
Oh, there you go. I'll send you a hall at the Arlington Improv. You can go to Improv. Let's see.
By the way, I love that while he looks at the
room. Look, you can go to arseniohall.com.
There you go,
arseniohall.com. In the background.
get all the like tour dates.
ArsenioHall.com because he is on tour and he might be coming near yes. you. So there you need you to go. Find
it's
out
the
where
Lord,
he's be.
His fingers are long tour.
I do it as touring. And follow him on Twitter and Facebook.
Is this in 3D? His fingers are so long. Tour.
Coming through the TV.
The Geritol back in the Dallas area tour.
At Arsenio Hall is his Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Arsenio Hall, always a pleasure.
After party,
thank you all. I really appreciate it. Jenna's drinking. She's going to say goodbye in a minute.
Oh, it's just water.
Say goodbye, Jenna.
I'm just going to
my throat. No.
I didn't want to choke you.
We're not saying goodbye. You're staying for 2 hours to hang out with Big Al's mom.
Say goodbye.
Yeah, you're staying around for a couple hours.
Getting warmed up.
No, never can say goodbye. Come on, y'all. Join me now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.